Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The NBA has told teams they may not conduct or attend any workouts with draft-eligible players during the league's coronavirus hiatus. Teams are also prohibited from watching, requesting, or sharing any video of a draft-eligible player or prospective early entry player taking part in a workout during the shutdown. Teams will be allowed to conduct interviews by phone or video, though they will be capped at 4 hours. Commissioner Adam Silver does not expect any decisions to be made until at least May about the possible resumption of the 2019-2020 season. In other virus-related sports news, the NFL Draft, scheduled for April 23rd through 25th in Las Vegas, will be conducted in a virtual format with team personnel working from their homes. Two people familiar with the league's plans say the NFL is planning a telethon during the draft to aid coronavirus relief efforts. And golf will only have 3 major championships at most this year. The RNA announced it is canceling the British Open in July because of the spread of COVID-19. The Masters is moving to November 12th through 15th, just 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. The PGA Championship returns to August, while the U.S. Open plans to stay at Winged Foot and play on September 17th through 20th for now. In MLB news, Al Kaline, who spent his entire 22-season Hall of Fame career with the Tigers and was affectionately known as Mr. Tiger, has died. He was 85. Kaline was the youngest player to win the American League batting title in 1955 at age 20 with a .340 batting average. The right fielder was a 15-time All-Star, won 10 Gold Gloves, and was elected into the Hall of Fame in 1980 in his first year of eligibility. He later sat behind a microphone as a Tigers broadcaster from 1976 to 2001 and was also a special assistant to the general manager. I'm Jesse King.